This classic episode of the Children's Bible Hour is from 1975.
Hi, everybody. It's time for another visit with all your friends from the Children's Bible Hour.
Boys and girls for Jesus, this our earnest prayer. Boys and girls for Jesus, home and school, at play and everywhere, we'll tell the world of life in Jesus.
Uncle Charlie.
Hi, Uncle Charlie.
Hi, everybody. I'm glad you found time to join us for a half hour of singing, answers to your Bible questions, a visit with our little blind friend Julie, and an exciting dramatized story. Today's story is called Lost in the Woods. Have you ever been lost? Oh, it's a terrible feeling, I'll tell you. We'll get to that story a little bit later on. First of all, let's tune up our vocal cords and get to singing. Our cheerful cousins have a medley of praise songs ready. Sing along if you can.
Praise Him, praise Him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. Sing, O earth, His wonderful love proclaim. Praise Him, praise Him, tell of His excellent greatness. Praise Him, praise Him, ever in joyful song.
Usually we save our visit with our little blind friend Julie until a bit later in the program, but her song is such a good sing-along that I think we're going to do it right now. But first, we've got to meet the family that she brought with her, a whole family of dolls. What's their name?
The Sunshine Family.
The what family?
Sunshine.
Well, say it louder.
The Sunshine Family.
Which one is this? This one here. Can you feel what that one is?
The Daddy.
That's the Daddy. Does he have a name?
Bill.
Oh, that's Bill. Okay. Who's this?
That's the baby.
That's the baby. Does the baby have a name?
Yeah.
What?
She's Emma.
Oh, that's Emma. All right, and this must be the mother then, right?
Right.
Oh, and what's the mother's name?
Joan.
Joan, and that's your Sunshine Family. Why, how come they have the Sunshine Family? Why that name?
It says it on the box.
Oh,
because they must have a lot of yellow on, and they look like...
Oh, they look like sunshine. I see. What are you singing for us today?
God is so good.
And that's the truth, too. So you sing along, fellas and gals. God is so good.
God is so good.
Those are such nice verses. Maybe we could sing some others and the choir can join you. Would that be all right? Would
yeah.
that be okay? What is another verse do you think that we could sing that they could sing along
How about
with you?
He's coming soon.
He's coming soon. All right, choir, you sing along.
He's coming soon. He's coming soon. He's coming soon. He's so good.
right, choir, anybody over there have a suggestion for another verse?
I'll live for him.
I'll live for him, all right.
I'll live for him. I'll live for him. I'll live for him. He's so good to me.
Oh, this is so much fun. We could kind of go on and on because there's lots of verses we could sing, but let's close with one more. And you fellas and gals sing along too. How about I Love Him Too? All right, Julie? I'm going to take the roving mic into my hand because every once in a while we have some visitors in our studio, and I just like to always find out where our visitors are from. So let's see, what church are you girls from?
Pigeon River Mennonite Church.
And that's near where, Lori?
Bayport.
Now that's sort of up in the thumb of Michigan, and some of you remember that I told you that our family spent a week of vacation up in Bayport, and we had a great time, and these girls are from the church where we visited, and also from the family where we visited. Now we also have, not only from Bayport, oh by the way, let's see, Wilma, you girls are all part of somebody's Sunday school class. Who is it?
Irma Moss.
Yeah, is she a good teacher?
Yeah.
Okay, I kind of put you on the spot a little bit, you know. But now in the second row, we have some visitors from the state of?
Hawaii.
Hawaii. And over what station do you hear the program there?
KAIM.
And that's in Honolulu, right? And this is the Smith family, and they have Terry and Mr. and Mrs. Smith. And what is your name, honey?
Michelle.
How old are you?
5.
5 years old. Well, we're just very happy for all the visitors that have come to visit with us from Bayport, Michigan, and from Honolulu, Hawaii. And especially for our visitors, we're going to dedicate Rachel's song right now.
Trust in the Lord and don't despair. He is a friend so true. No matter what your troubles are, Jesus will see you through. Sing when the day is bright. Sing through the darkest night. Every day, all the way, let us sing, sing, sing. Why should I care if the sun doesn't shine? Jesus is mine all of the time. Why should I care if the storm clouds are low? Jesus is with me, I know He will never forsake me. I'm under His wing. Though trials overtake me, I will praise Him and sing. I am ever so happy, so why should I care if the sun doesn't shine? Jesus is mine all the time. Sing when the day is bright. Sing through the darkest night. Every day, all the way, let us sing, sing, sing.
Not only do we have the Lord with us each day to care for us so we don't have to worry, we also have His promise that someday we'll be with Him in heaven for all eternity. You know, we believe that it could be very soon that the Lord will come for all who have accepted Him as their Savior. As our 2 7-year-olds, Peter, Jay, and Ann, tell us in their song, it could be in just a little while.
In a little while, my Lord will come for me. In a little while, His blessed face I'll see. In a little while, when this life's race is run, I'll hear Him say to me, my child, well done. I am waiting for my Lord's returning to the earth again. Yes, I know He'll come.
With that joyous song ringing in our ears, let's take a moment to pray together, shall we? Father, we thank you for that promise that your Son, our Lord Jesus, is coming again someday. But we pray for those boys and girls today who are not ready, who have never received the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, who don't have the joy that we have in our hearts. And we pray that even today, while they're listening to these visits, they might open their hearts and let Jesus come in. We pray today, too, for those who are sick and shut in. We pray that you would be with them and comfort them. We thank you for all the blessings that are ours. In Jesus' name, amen.
When I pray, I will pray for you. I will whisper your name in my prayer.
And now it's time for Answers to Your Bible Questions. You know, our visits have been so full to the brim lately that we haven't had much opportunity to answer questions on the air. But here's a good one from Margie that I'd like to take time to answer. Margie writes,
Uncle Charlie, how do you become an angel?
Well, you know, when my secretary placed this letter on my desk, she had written beside the question, Uncle Charlie, how would you know? Well, it's true, I'm no angel. And you know something? I never will be. And neither will any one of you listening just now. Those of us who believe in Jesus do not become angels when we die. Angels are created beings, God's helpers, and they are all around us, even though we can't see them. There are also thousands of angels in heaven around the throne of God. But the Bible tells us in Hebrews 1:4 that Christ is better than the angels. And since we will someday be with Christ and like him in heaven, we too are better than the angels. You see, Jesus did not die for angels, but he did die for us. As an old song puts it, when I sing redemption's story, they will fold their wings, for angels never knew the joy that my salvation brings. Now, you girls, and possibly a very few of you boys, may act like angels now, but you'll never be an angel in heaven. You'll be even better than the angels. For by faith in Jesus Christ, we can be children of God. Thanks, Margie, for sharing a very interesting question. Are you using Keys for Kids? You aren't? Well, you're really missing something wonderful. Now, I'm not saying that just because we publish it. I'm saying that because that's what others tell us. Keys for Kids is our daily devotional designed to be read to or by boys and girls of school age. There's a story for every day, a suggested scripture reading, a how about you section where you can apply what you read to your own life, a verse to memorize, and a key phrase for the day. It's all free for the asking. Oh, help with printing and postage is appreciated, but not necessary. So write and ask for Keys for Kids, and we'll send it out to you. Get your letter in the mail this week for sure. Here's where to write. Uncle Charlie, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. That's Uncle Charlie or Children's Bible Hour, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. The zip is 49501. Back to our music makers we go as we hear from 12-year-old Steve. He is playing an old-time hymn, Power in the Blood.
Thank you.
let's get ourselves all settled for story time, shall we? By the way, today we are saying goodbye to the lady who has been taking the mother's parts in the stories most of the time since Aunt Bertha left. She is Mrs. Holcomb, and her husband is a pastor, and he has taken another church a long ways away from Grand Rapids. The daughter in the story today is also Mrs. Holcomb's real daughter, Sue, who is also a member of our cousin's choir. And so, unfortunately, we have to say goodbye to Sue, too. Sue's brother Mark graduated from our cousins last year, and he was our storytime boy for a long time. Oh, one more thing. Sue and Mark's little sister, Linda, is the one who says, "Don't go away, kids, it's story time." We have that on tape recording, though, so we'll still hear Linda each week. But we'll sure miss all the rest of the Holcomb family. Just before we hear the story, Lynette, with some help from the cousins, sings a good go-along-with-the-story song. It's also a good sing-along, so you join in. Trust and obey.
When we walk with the Lord in the light of His Word, what a glory He sheds on our way. While we do His good will, abides with us still, and with all who will trust and obey.
Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey.
But we never can prove the delights of until all on the altar we lay. For the favor He shows and the joy He bestows are for them who will trust and obey.
Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey.
Don't go away, kids. It's story time.
Our story today, written especially for the Children's Bible Hour by Bernard Palmer, is entitled Lost in the Woods. Dick Myers was one of those boys who didn't always do as his mother and dad told him to. Oh, it wasn't that he meant to be bad, but he liked to play, and sometimes when he was playing and goofing around, he would forget what he had been told to do. Or what is worse, he would decide that it just didn't have to be done. As the story opens, he's sitting in the kitchen talking to his mother, with his baseball glove in his hand.
But, Mother, the gang is going to be practicing this afternoon for the big game tomorrow, and I'm the pitcher. I've just got to be there. I've just got to.
I'm sorry, Dick. If I'd known about it, I could probably have worked something out. But Mrs. Brownlee called a little while ago and asked if I'd lead the Missionary Society this afternoon, and I said I would. You'll just have to take care of Danny.
Can't Ruth do it?
No, Ruth has to bake some pies for the 4-H program tonight. And then some of the girls are coming over, and they're going down to the lake to swim.
I don't see why she can't take care of Danny. She never does anything around here.
Now, Dick, Ruth takes care of Danny a lot more than you ever do. And besides, she asked me way last week if she could go swimming with the girls this afternoon. I'm not going to disappoint her.
Well, why can't she take him along?
You know what these woods are, Dick, and what happened to the little girl who got lost over by Garrison last summer. If she'd take Danny with her and forget to watch him for a few minutes, he'd likely wander out into the woods, and we never would be able to find him.
Well, I don't see why I have to be the goat all the time. I don't see why I have to be the one who has to stay at home and take care of Danny. I'll probably get kicked off the team if I can't practice. It's a fine thing when the pitcher can't show up at a practice because he's got to take care of his kid brother.
That's enough of that, son. I don't want to have to punish you for talking back.
I'm sorry, Mom.
That's better. It's too bad that you can't do what you want to this afternoon, but you know a Christian shouldn't be so selfish that he has to have his own way all the time. There are times when we all have to do things that we don't want to do, and times when we can't do what we'd like to.
All morning long, Dick sulked around home. He was supposed to take care of the pigs and weed the garden and take new salt blocks out into the pasture. But he was feeling so sorry for himself that he worked slower and slower. And at noon, he only had about half of his chores done.
I have to do everything around here. I don't see why it is that you can't help once in a while, Ruth.
I've got my work to do. I have to help with the dishes and make the beds and sweep.
But any time you've got something to do, you get off to do it. You don't have to stay at home and work all the time like I do.
I'll hurry with my pies, Dick, and then I'll come home from swimming early. I'll take care of Danny so you can get in on part of the practice anyway.
That won't do any good. They'll probably have a new pitcher by that time.
Would you help me with the dishes, Dick, so I can get to baking my pies?
I got plenty to do outside.
Meanie?
I know what I'm going to do. I don't know why I didn't think of it before.
What's that?
I'm going to call the gang up and have them come over here and practice. We can play in our hayfield across the road.
But what about Danny?
I can look out for him over there.
Not in play, too.
I don't know why not. He can play around there and have a lot of fun, and I'll get to practice with a team.
But that isn't what Mother said to do. She said for you to stay at home and take care of Danny.
You just don't want me to have any fun at all. That's what's the matter with you. Hello, Sandy? Listen, this is Dick. Could you get the guys together and have them come over here and practice? Yeah, I gotta stay at home. Gotta stay with my kid brother. Okay? Swell! There, I've got that all fixed.
I just wish you wouldn't, Dick. I'm afraid something will happen.
The only thing that's gonna happen is that I'm gonna get to practice this afternoon. I'll get to keep my place on the team.
Dick hurried with the rest of his chores while Ruth was making her pies. And just as the fellows began to gather for the practice session, he finished his work. He took baby Danny out into the hayfield with him and let him toddle around over the freshly cut grass while he and the rest of the fellows practiced. Time went faster than Dick realized, and before he knew it, Ruth came walking up on her way back from the lake.
Hi, Ruth. Hey, did you see that long ball I just hit? I'll bet that would have been a homer if we'd been playing a game.
Where's Danny?
Oh, he's around here somewhere. He was here a minute ago.
I don't see him.
He can't be very far. I saw him just a little while ago. He was playing over there.
We'd better get to looking for him. You go over that way and I'll go this way.
I know he can't be very far away.
Did you see anything of him over there?
I don't see how he could have gotten so far away. I saw him not 10 minutes ago. He was just playing around by himself.
Dick, we've just got to find him.
We will. He can't be so very far. At least, I don't think he can.
Did you look across the road?
I walked by the ditch a ways, but it isn't far up there until it's got water in it. So I don't think he'd have been in that.
Oh, Dick, I'm scared.
I thought sure we'd have found some trace of him over here by the chicken house. He likes the chickens so well that he comes out here to see them every chance he gets.
What if he went into the swamp?
Oh, he wouldn't do that.
That little girl over by Garrison did, and it was 2 weeks before they found her dead.
Now, Ruth, nothing like that's happened to Danny. It isn't going to do any good to cry.
I can't help it, Dick. I'm scared.
It's my fault. If something happens to him, it's my fault. I should have done like Mother said. Ruth, Ruth, here's one of his shoes.
Where?
Right here. I found it here in the mud.
Then he must have gone this way.
That's right. You start looking towards the house and I'll... Ruth, come here. There he is in the corner of the barn, sleeping in the hay. And so we found him, Mom. But I'm awfully sorry I didn't do the way you told me to. If Danny had been lost out in the swamp, it would have been my fault because I didn't obey you.
That's the way things usually go, son, when we don't mind.
I know. And from now on, when I'm told to take care of Danny or do anything else, I'm going to do it. I'm not going to do things my own way.
That's one of the hardest and most important things for us to learn, Dick. Even we Christians sometimes want to do things our own way. But we should ask God what He would have us do, and then do it.
I hope that you will always remember to be honest and true and to do what you're asked to do without complaining. Then you won't get into trouble. This is Uncle Charlie saying Children's Bible Hour is a nonprofit missionary ministry. Bye now.